outside!
Mulder? Answer me! Know what's on that train.
It doesn't matter now.
Our government is operating a secret railroad. They put something on that train in West Virginia, something living.
What more is there to know?
What the Japanese have to do with it? How a man named Ishimaru is involved?
That I don't know.
Don't tell me you don't know, you smug son of a...
There are limits. To my knowledge.
I don't have time for your convenient ignorance.
What were you gonna do? Shoot me, just like the men that shot your sister.
You know them too?
You want to know what's on that train? Who killed your sister? You find out what they put in your neck.
The implant.
It holds more than I could ever tell you. Maybe everything you need to know.
Thank you.
I need your assistance. I'm a federal agent. My name is Mulder.
You need my assistance?
I need access to that quarantine car you picked up in West Virginia.
Sorry, can't help you.
I'm a federal agent, sir. I need you to open that car.
I would if I could, but I don't have access myself. We pick these cars up from time to time. Whatever they're carrying, they never let us know.
Well, somebody's got to be able to get in that car.
We've got a doctor on board. Came on back at Queensgate. He might have something to do with it. I saw him back there checking the door.
What's his name?
A Japanese fella. Dr. Shirozama. Traveling with another party, it says, but I got the impression he was alone.
Can you take me to his compartment?
Certainly. Right this way.
Stay here.
Knock on the door, but stay away from me.
Dr. Zama?
Knock again.
It's the conductor, Dr. Zama.
Open it. Just unlock it, then step away.
French in high school.
You got a safe place you can put this?
Yes. What am I supposed to tell the doctor when he asks where it is?
If he finds you before I find him, I want you to make him lie on the ground until I get back, okay? You understand? You ever used a gun before?
No.
I just want you to point it at him. Don't pull the trigger. That'll kind of give away the game.
What if he runs?
Just make sure he runs my way.
I'm feeding the chip impulses. The graph is recording its output, which, when I remove the current, changes slightly, but continues. This means the neural network is storing information.
Biological information?
That was my first guess. Now, you've already told me the chip was placed subcutaneous to the back of the neck, right? So it makes sense that it would be recording the impulses traveling to and from the central nervous system.
But what?
But look at the graph. Those are what we call reverberatory loops. They indicate the presence of circular neuronal activity in the brain.
Memory formation.
Oh, the chip seems to be mimicking that process, replicating the memory function in the brain.
Like a computer hard drive.
Yeah, but no hard drive we've ever seen. This kind of neural network could be not only collecting information, but artificially replicating a person's mental processes.
You could know a person's every thought.
Frightening. Anyway, I showed the chip to some of my tech heads, and they weren't as blown away as I thought they'd be.
They've seen this technology before?
Well, they've seen neural nets before, but never one as complex as that, nor are they likely to anytime soon.
What do you mean?
The chip's so delicate that I effectively destroyed it when I began working on it. But I found something in the silicone matrix, what I believe is the name of the manufacturer.
It's Japanese, isn't it?
How'd you know?
Oh, it's just a guess.
Well, I checked for you. I assumed you'd want me to. But there's no record or information on the manufacturer either here or in Japan. Except this. I had FedEx, UPS, the Postal Service, every commercial courier go through their computer records. Turned up one shipment sent to a Dr. Shirozama at a research facility out in Perky, West Virginia.
Well done, Agent Pendril. Keep up the good work.
Hey, thanks. Keep it up yourself. Keep it up yourself. What a doof.
Thank you.
Please, don't. Don't hurt us. Please. Don't.
Excuse me?
Got a little motion sickness. I'm gonna go find a doctor. Why don't you, young man, just find another bathroom? Yeah.
Come on, Timmy, let's just...
Who are you? Don't worry, I'm not gonna hurt you. I'm an FBI agent.
We live here. We've lived here at the facility most of our lives.
What kind of facility?
The Hansen's Disease Research Facility.
Hansen's? Do you mean this is a leper colony?
No more. The facility's closed now.
Look, I came here looking for a Dr. Shiro Zama.
Dr. Zama isn't here anymore. None of the medical staff is.
Where did they go?
Well, they all left right before the death squad started coming.
What death squad?
That's who we've been hiding from. We thought you'd come to kill us. Like they killed all the others.
How many have been killed?
Hundreds. All but us.
I don't understand how there could have been hundreds of people here when leprosy is supposed to be a treatable disease.
Well, it is. Me and the other people back at the hiding place were the last. Our disfigurement forced us into the camps before there was a treatment.
Who were the others?
We never knew. They began arriving several years ago. But they were kept apart from us.
And they had Hansen's disease?
No, oh, they had the Hansen's deformities. Dr. Zama would round them up in groups for treatment. And then the ones that returned always came back worse, with terrible burns all over their bodies. Over there. There are more of these pits. They just dump the bodies on top of each other. Like they were garbage. They're coming.
Zama, four cars up, strangled in the bathroom.
No.
I want you to get up there and seal off that bathroom. I want you to get word to the engineer not to stop this train until I tell him, okay? Until I find the killer.
Listen, officer.
Stay back.
Just put that gun down. I'm going to show you my identification. Put the gun down.
Maybe you should have filled me in before you tried to kill me. Now, who are you?
No. Who are you?
Answer me.
I work for the National Security Agency.
The NSA? Since when do they start issuing you guys piano wire instead of guns?
Since we learned there's a bomb on this train.
There's something on this train, but it's not a bomb. Throw that here.
This car is wired to an explosive device. It armed automatically when I entered the car.
Why?
Because it was in that room. Because if the man responsible for it couldn't get it out of the country, he would rather kill it than let it live.
So you killed him?
The only humane alternative, given the circumstances.
Put your hands in the air.
This bomb could be wired to anything in the car. Smallest concussion could set it off. If you use that weapon, you take your chances.
I'll take my chances.
I'd like to speak with Miss Scully alone.
How did you know my name?
I know most everything about you, Dana.
What are you talking about?
I think you know.
Who are you? What is this place?
This was one of the most frightening places on the earth. A place where society sent its monsters to live in shame and isolation. Now their disease is all but conquered. Science has eliminated thousands of years of misery.
I've seen your methods of elimination. What happened to the man who was with me in the forest? What about the people who were in this room?
They had been exposed.
Exposed to what?
The same thing all these people have been exposed to. Victims of an inhuman project run by a man named Sama.
You mean Ishimaru? You hid him here after the war. He stayed here and he continued his experiments.
The ruler of the world is no longer the country with the bravest soldiers, but the greatest scientists. Unfortunately, Ishimaru began to conduct his work in secret, not sharing with those who'd risk much in giving him his asylum.
What was he exposing these people to?
Terrible things.
What kinds of things? Have I been exposed?
I don't know.
Who knows?
Please, I'd like to show you something that will give you your answers.
Agent Mulder, do you want us to try prying this door open?
I wouldn't recommend that.
No. Where's the key card?
It's in my pocket.
Take it out. Slowly. Put it on the table.
It's not gonna work.
No? How did you get in here? Well, there's a code, right? Zama gave you a code just before you killed him. What is it?
Four ones, a four, a seven, and a one.
1111471.
I assume Zama would be smarter than to give me the entrance and the exit code.
What?
I knew he was gonna die. And I used the code to enter the car. It activated the bomb. I used it again and almost certainly set it off.
There's a bomb on this train. Where is it?
I don't know. It could be anywhere.
No, it couldn't be anywhere. If you activated it coming in here, it's got to be on this car.
You're probably right.
Where do you think it is?
I don't know.
You know what I think? I think you're a liar. I don't think you work for the NSA, and I don't think there's a bomb on this train.
You're choosing a hell of a way to find out.
Shut up! That's you. Answer it.
Yes. Yes. Just a moment. It's for you.
Put it down.
I have someone here who'd like to speak with you.
Mulder, it's me.
Scully, where are you?
I'm in West Virginia.
Who dialed this number?
Mulder, we've gotten involved in something, but it's not at all what you think.
What are you talking about?
Whatever is on that train is not alien.
You're wrong, Scully.
Mulder, Ishimaru Zama.
He was experimenting on innocent human subjects.
He'd been doing it for years, operating out of a leper colony.
Well, whatever his name was, Scully, he's dead. I don't think this has anything to do with lepers.
The leper colony was just a front. The tests weren't just on lepers. They were on the homeless,
on the insane. They were brought here and they were subjected
to diseases and radiation tests.
Who told you this?
The man who handed me the phone.
Why do you believe him?
Because of what he's shown me.
What? What has he shown you?
Mulder, I'm standing in a train car, just like the one on your alien autopsy video. Only I realize that I've been here before.
What are you talking about, Scully?
This is where they brought me, Mulder. This is where they put the implant in my neck, in one of these cars.
Scully.
It all makes sense, Mulder. Ishimaru Zama, he was using the secret railroad to
conduct his tests across the country. The women in Allentown, they all remember these cars.
Scully? Scully?
Can you hear me?
Yes. So what are you saying, that Zama is the one who abducted these women?
What I'm saying, Mulder, is that there is no such thing as alien abduction.
It is just a smokescreen, happily created by our government to cover up the biggest lie of all.
What about the UFO I saw them working on?
That wasn't a UFO, Mulder. It was a piece of a Russian nuclear sub that was raised. More lies.
How can you be so sure?
Because I have what I told you I needed, Mulder. Proof. 2 weeks ago, the president made a public apology for secret radiation tests that have been conducted on innocent citizens up until 1974.
Only guess what?
Those tests never ended.
Mulder, listen to me. You have got to stay out of that train car.
Why?
Because there is a bomb on board.
Mulder, if that bomb detonates, thousands of people are going to die from hemorrhagic fever. That's what the test subject inside has been exposed to.
Well, Scully, you're a little late. I'm locked inside that train car.
Well, then we've got to get you out of there, because that device is on a timer.
Where is it?
There should be a ventilation
grid on the ceiling. It's hidden up inside.
Step back. open that.
Look, Mulder, you've got to get them to stop that train so we can get you off of it.
They want you to tell the engineer to stop at the next station.
Why?
So we can get a bomb squad out there.
And evacuate the train.
Scully, you're breaking up. I can't hear you.
Did you hear that?
Scully?
Mulder?
Scully?
What's the next stop?
It's not on the map.
Step aside. Conductor? Where are we?
Iowa. We passed Murray Station about 20 minutes ago.
All right, listen to me. I want you to get word to the engineer. There's a bomb on this car.
Bomb?
That's right. I want you to tell him
not to make his next scheduled stop and to reroute. You understand? Think so?
I want you to tell him to choose a place as far away from a populated area as possible and unhook this car.
What are you doing?
Let's move into the corner over there now.
You're gonna get us both killed.
I want you to kneel down and put your hands behind your back.
He'll never be able to find us in time.
What's on this train as important as I think it is, they will. Trying to kill me anyway. Let me tell you, you haven't seen America till you've seen it from a train.
Damn it, Mulder, what happened?
We're not gonna make that station, Scully.
Yeah, I figured that. Do you have any idea where you are?
No, but I'm sure they'll find us. We've probably lit up every spy satellite in this hemisphere. It's the only thing to do, Scully. If you're right about what's on this car, an explosion outside a populated area would reduce the risks.
Mulder, if I'm right, they're not gonna want to find you. But you don't think I'm right, do you?
We'll have to wait and see.
We're not waiting for anything, Mulder. We gotta get you out of there as fast as we can.
I'm fielding all offers and suggestions. They're not gonna come, are they?
I said you were making a mistake.
Tell me something. You got on this train to kill Dr. Zama. Then what? What were your orders then? Who are you protecting? Unless that bomb is as phony as you are, we both got about half an hour to live. Is that part of the plan?
They don't make provisions for saving my life.
Well, what about that thing locked back there? What provisions were made for saving its life?
I don't know. It wasn't expected to fail.
You know what it is, don't you? You're gonna die for that thing. Is it important enough to die for? What is it, a plague carrier? A leper? We're both gonna die in here. The difference is I'm gonna die quickly. As an employee of the National Security Agency, you should know that a gunshot wound to the stomach is probably the most painful and the slowest way to die. But I'm not a very good shot. When I miss, I tend to miss low.
It's a weapon.
A weapon? What kind of a weapon?
Ask yourself, my friend. What could be more valuable than Star Wars? More valuable than the atomic bomb? Or the most advanced biological weapons?
A standing army immune to the effects of those weapons. That's what Dr. Zama did, didn't he? He came up with an immunity to those weapons. And he was trying to smuggle that thing back to his own country to share the science, only our government isn't in the mood to share, right? They've been doing experiments since World War II, tests on innocent civilians. But Zama succeeded where the others had failed. And that thing in there, that's no innocent civilian. It's not a leper either. It's an alien human hybrid, isn't it?
Then again, if that were true, you'd have expected someone would have been here by now to save it, wouldn't you?
Yes, hello. My name is Dana Scully, and I'm trying to reach Senator Matheson at home. I've already tried him at his office. Please, this is an emergency. Can you reach him? Yes, I'm at 555-0199. Thanks. This area code. I think I may have a code for you. I'm watching Zama punch it into a keypad in one of the train cars.
What are you watching?
Your alien autopsy video.
You mean I might get my $29.95's worth after all?
I've got 6 minutes left. Is that what you have?
Let's hope not. What's the code?
Okay. One.
10.
Wait, are you there?
Yeah, yeah.
101. 101.
And a 3. Then a 3.
3-3.
I can't see the last number clearly. His hand gets in the way.
Tick, tick, Scully.
No, I'm sorry. I think it's a one.
You think it's a one? Are you sure?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
One.
Mulder? Mulder?
Not the rail operators, not the forestry department. Nobody knows what happened to that train car.
Are there any satellite photos you can get your hands on?
Senator Matheson hasn't returned my phone calls. His aide says he's out of the country.
Well, the administrator at the hospital where you were admitted said that someone had called and alerted them to your location. Now, I went through the phone records myself, and the call was placed from a phone booth in Blue Earth, Iowa.
Did you locate the briefcase that Zama left on the train?
Yeah, I got it right here.
Doesn't look like the same briefcase.
It's the one they gave me, the one they said you gave to the conductor.
These aren't the same journals. They've all been rewritten.
Mulder.
They're getting away with it, Scully.
They've gotten away with it, Mulder. The bodies at the leper colony have all been removed.
I know what I saw on that train car. It wasn't a leper and it wasn't human.
And I know what I saw at the research facility. It was barely recognizable as human. Don't you see, Mulder? You're doing their work for them. You're chasing aliens that aren't there, helping them to create a story to cover the shameful truth. And what they can't cover, they apologize for. Apology has become policy.
I don't need an apology for the lies. I don't care about the fictions they create to cover their crimes. I want them held accountable for what did happen. I want an apology for the truth.
Thank you. made this?